Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 90.
When our thoughts are fearless, we are confident. When we are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, count them one by one. And it will surprise me what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, count them one by one. Count your blessings, count them one by one. Count your blessings. Are you ever burdened with a load of heart? Does the crushing pain you are comfortable? Count your many blessings and without me fall. Then you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, you love God has done. Count your blessings. With a land and dear, thing that Christ has promised with his love and care. Come your many blessings that can never die. Your reward in heaven or your king on high. Come your blessings in the land by land. Come your blessings in the God by God. Come your blessings in the land by land. To a meager country, man, the great or small. Do not meet his promise, God is over all. Come your many blessings, angels near and far. Help and comfort with me to your journey's end. Come your blessings to the land by land. Come your blessings to the God of God. Come your blessings,
thank the Lord. For our family altar, let us turn to Psalms 34. Psalms 34, let us read from verses 1 to 22. Psalms 34, verse 1. In Jesus' name I read, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth too. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. 5. Look to him and be radiant. So their face shall never be ashamed. 6. This poor man cries, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him. 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no want. 10. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. 11. Come, O sons, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. 12. What man is there who desires life and covets many days that he may enjoy good? 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. 15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. 16. The fear of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. 17. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. 18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit. 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. 20. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. 21. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. 22. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. This is the psalm in the superscription. Here tells us a psalm of David when he framed, or when he feigned death or feigned madness before Ahimelech, so that he drove him out and he went away. Here tells us about the background to these psalms. And here says at the time, David pretended to be mad before Ahimelech or Abimelech. So this Abimelech here, it is a common title or common name for the Philistine king. And according to the context, the story, the name of the king is Achish. So at the time, here tells us that David pretended to be mad. And because of this, he was drove out from the Philistines. Later, we will read this passage in relation to the background. And in this Psalms 34, we are able to see, and at the time, David, he was taking the role as a teacher and an advisor. We are able to see these Psalms. He asked the people of God to give praise, to give thanks to him, to continue to all of them, to magnify, to exalt the name of the Lord together. And we know in the verse 11, here David says, "Come, O sons, listen to me, I will teach you." Alright, so from this Psalm 34, David was likened to a teacher giving advice to his subjects, the people of God. And from Psalm 34, we're able to see that God is good. Alright, God is good. This is in the verse 8. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Alright. And furthermore, because the Lord is good, he will bestow, give good things to his people. In the verse 10, the lower portion. Verse 10, the lower portion. "But those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." Alright, so of course, in our life, we have the wants, just likened to the upper portion. The young lions suffer want and the hunger. Alright, but today, we, the people of God, when we seek the Lord, we lack no good thing. So the Lord who is good will bestow to us all the good things. And furthermore, in the verse 12, David says, "What man is there who desires life and covets many days?" So definitely many, they desire to continue to live and to live many days to their old age. And here says also in their life that he may enjoy good. So David here wants to teach us how we are able to lead a good life, to receive the blessings from the Lord who is good. And in the Psalms 34, we can divide it into three parts. The first part is from verse 1 to verse 6. Verses 1 to 6, it tells us about the praise of God's deliverance or to give praise for God's deliverance. Then from 7 to 14, 7 to 14, this is the second part. It is the exhortation to fear God and to seek God. And the third part, verse 15 to 22, it tells us the righteous delivered and the wicked condemned. These are the three parts. Now we will run through the first part. So in the first part, it is the call to praise the Lord for his deliverance. In the verse 1, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. So whether good or bad, David at all times, he will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, verse 2, the upper portion, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. So from the verses 1 and 2, the upper portion, this verse tells us that David, he gave praises to the Lord God. And the verse 3, now, in return, he asked others, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So this verse here, David also asked the people to praise the Lord. And this is directed to who? So in the verse 2, the lower portion, let the humble hear and be glad. So this humble in the Hebrew also has the meaning the lowly, the meek, and the poor, and even those afflicted. When David says, let the humble hear and be glad. So those who are lowly, those who are meek, especially those who are poor, those who are afflicted, they are the ones that must turn to the Lord. All right. So if they want to have good days, good life from the Lord who is good, now they must be like this verse says, those who are humble. And in the verse 4, so David now tells us about himself. Verse 4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So David tells us about his fear. Truly, if we look at the background, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter 21. This is the background to these Psalms. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Let us read from the verse 10 down to 15. 10 to 15. And David rose and fled that day from Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing to one another of him in dance or in dances? Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Verse 12. And David took these words to heart and was much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them and feigned or pretended himself mad and in their hands and make marks on the doors of the gate and let his spitter run down his beard. And then Achish said to his servants, lo, you see the man is mad. Why then have you brought him to me? 15. Do I lack madman that you have brought this fellow to play madness in my presence? Shall this fellow come in to my house? This is the background. So in the verse 12, here says David took this verse to heart and was much afraid. So David was afraid. So as in the Psalms 34, he says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So it is a good thing. If we compare in the 1 Samuel chapter 21, in the verse 11, here says, the servants of Achish told Achish, Is this not David, the king of the land? And he is the one, as they have sung, Saul slays his thousands and David his 10,000s. By looking at this, definitely David should be strong. He should not fear. Because even at the time the Philistines, they make mention of this past history of David, that David was a warrior, a man of war, and he killed so many of the Philistines. Here, the song says, David his 10,000s. But at the time, here tell us, when David heard this, he took the word to the heart and he was much afraid. Of course, here we can say there was this irony, but in a way, it is good. Because at the time, David naturally, he had this fear in him. And because of this here, he took himself as very lowly, as one very poor. So, likened to the, here the verse says in the Psalms, humble, those who are humble in their affliction. Alright, so he deemed himself very lowly, very poor, very meek. So because of this fear in him, he let David to turn to the Lord. So if we turn back to Psalms 34, so here in the verse 6, Psalms 34 verse 6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. This poor man in actuality refers to David himself. So David also used the term, this poor man, he cried to the Lord. So in his fear, earlier he never thought that it is through his own might, his ability, that he was able to kill the 10,000s of the Philistine. Even though the Philistines knew this, and they make mention about this also in a way, because of their fear of the David. But now David, in their midst, he had this fear, and this fear led him to take himself, likened to a poor man, one who is very lowly, alright, incapable. So this allowed him to turn to the Lord. Alright, so this was the experience of David. So in the verse 5, look to him and be radiant. So there will be a change in the countenance. So one will be lightened up and be cheerful. So to your face shall never be, so your face shall never be ashamed. Alright, so this first part, David, he praised the Lord God for his deliverance, and he also asked others to praise the Lord together with him, that the Lord is good, that the Lord delivered him out of his troubles. And as we say, again, the very important requirement is that we must today humble ourselves to reckon that we are very lowly, we are poor, we are meek, we are afflicted, we are in the need of the help. Then with the fear that is in us, we turn to the Lord. All right. Then in the second part, from the verses 7 to 14, it tells us about the exhortation to fear God and to seek God. So this is a very important requirement, a very important requirement. In the verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. We have this spiritual help that the Lord sent the angels. Here says, especially those who fear him. In the verse 9, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no want. In the verse 11, come, O sons, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Alright, so here all these verses tell us about fear. So this part tells us today, we must fear the Lord. Fear the Lord in the awe, in giving him reverence, in respecting him, in turning to him. Because we already say that the Lord in the verse 8, he is good. He is good. So happy is the man who take refuge in him. So we will not be of want. So how to fear the Lord? So in the verse 12, David says, what man is there who desires life and covets many days that he may enjoy good? So what must we do in the verse 13? Keep your tongues from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Be very careful of our words. Verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So whether be it in our words and our deeds. And we know that Peter quoted this in the 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Again, we say in the 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, Peter quoted this Psalms of David, telling others, those who want to enjoy life, to have the length of their days, to have good life, what must they do? Here tells us today, we must lead a life in the fear of the Lord. So just like unto David at the time, because he of the situation that he was in. So at the time, David did not do anything. In actuality, he kept quiet and he pretended to be mad. Alright, so he never here tell us about the words. Never say any things, but he just pretended to be mad. Of course, in the end, he received the deliverance of the Lord. So today in our life, in order that we want to have good, so we must be very careful of our words and our deeds. Do not use human ways, human methods. Do not use human so-called anger or revenge and so forth in whatever that we do, but we turn to the Lord. And in the third part, from verse 15 to 22, it tells us the righteous delivered. So in the verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ear toward their cry. 17 to 20, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit. Many are the affliction of the righteous. So those righteous, they will go through affliction. But here says the Lord delivers him out of them all. So he keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. So in the verse 22, here says the conclusion, the Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. So today we must be those who walk in the righteousness. All right, those who are very careful of our words, our action, our deeds. And we, those who fear the Lord, those who turn to the Lord in the humility, in the lowliness of heart, to take ourselves as very poor, those who are in the need of the Lord. So we turn to the Lord and to seek this Lord who is good, then the Lord definitely will give us a good life. But here also tells us the wicked condemn. In the verse 16, the face of the Lord is against evildoers to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And 21, evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. So the wicked will be condemned, those righteous will be delivered. So we pray that the Lord guide us so that we are able to lower ourselves, to humbly turn back to the Lord who is good, so that we are able to receive a good life. May the Lord Jesus help us. Now we will spend our time in prayer. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Do Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom comes, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord. We end our family altar here. May the Lord bless.